We galled away. Aha, yeah. The knife was broken. The plates had suffered marginally less and now adorned the various parts of the room. The body was dragged from the table and strapped to an old toboggan, which was later tied to the ski lift and hoisted up the mountain, as expected, in fact. This was the aftermath of a fight so vicious that the participants now discovered in a local nursing hospital. Only a pale, consumptive youth, cowering in a darkened corner, sang piteously in time with the whirring of the snow ploughs. He was the innkeeper's son, engaged to a local belle whose dog had been destroyed in the combat. 14 miles away, Jam Throat was eating a hamburger bun in the light cast by a degutting factory on the coast. He was weak from lack of sleep and food. Sounds like us. What had been occupying our hero's fervid brain? He was not rich. His attempts to do anything in this instance were therefore understandably minimal. He was, moreover, far too deeply engrossed in the compilation of the boy's book of after-effects to pay heed to ants crawling in through the window of his converted coal storage plant to suck the last ounce of nourishment from the sides of meat suspended from the hat-stand. He was wearing nothing but a tie upon his right thigh and the red band of the blood pressure gauge around his arm. He only had the one. But it was only a cunning disguise. Throat was whole. His left arm was artfully strapped against his pulsating form to give the impression of a greater weakness than he in fact possessed. He was a man of the most incredible sagacity, and he had bought small pieces of cloth from most of the shops in the country in an effort to make the biggest blanket in the world. This now lay over his prone form as he prayed for his ailing dog in the church of El Muffin, Brisbane. The dim candles flickered. The perfect woman prayed in white alabaster beside him. The priests moved silently along the smoothly oiled tracks, almost as if real. The heat was forgotten in the creamy cool of this palace. It was a far cry from the ski slopes of Brazil, or wherever it was supposed to be. Throat arose. His prayers had not been in vain. Forth from the quarantine confessional leaped the hound in question and jabbed its fangs into Throat's pristine neck. What a neck was there to support the oleaginous head, seething in the bloated melancholy of a forgotten Sunday breakfast. Yes, the knife was broken. The plate's finished. And yet...